We'll also do that. Okay. A new Zman. And a bit of a new topic. Not completely new topic, but a bit of a new topic. So up to now we've been discussing halachas of Shechinim. Neighbory interaction, halachas of dealing mobiles, how you have to treat your neighbors, in all different facets and fields of those silos. Now let's take a slight branch away from that, but close enough, to a shayla like this. A maisa shahoya kachoya, you'll get the idea of the shayla from the maisa that happens. The maisa happens in basin. Reuven, he owns a property in Tiberia. Well, not Tiberia, I would say off the Canaries. And what does he own? He owns 2 dunam of nice fertile land. As we know, it's very fertile land, the land of around the Canaries. And he also has a beach. It's right on the Canaries. So his main panosa is obviously from the fertile lands. He's a farmer. But he also takes use of the fact that he has a beach, and he collates a private beach where the connection to that beach is there's a path that goes straight through his property, which she puts up, he makes very nice as an entrance, so people can go from the streets, from the public area, through here, this path, through his land, and get to the beach. And at the beach, what do they get to? They get to a gate where he charges people to enter for the beach. Right? And he makes a nice panosa from that as well. After many years of doing that, there's a new law that comes in. And the law is, no beach around the Kinneret you can charge money for. It's access free. So therefore, suddenly the windfall is no longer such a windfall, it's free. So what does he come up with? A new idea. New idea, okay? Not charging for the beach. So instead of having the gate from the path, at the end of the path to the beach, he now moves the gate from the roads going into the path. And then if you want to have access to his path which leads to the beach, then you have to pay. Funny enough, it's the same price as entering into the beach as it used to be. And that way, he's not charging for the beach, he's charging for use of access to the beach. Okay.
And there's no other way to access
it. No other way to access it. And that's how he protects his investments that he's had for many years. We're now in Basin. How in Basin? The people who've been visiting or want to visit the beach come with a tither and say, beach you can't charge for. The path is not your path, it's a public path. Public path, you can't charge for a public path. It's our path. We're the public. So therefore we want to use that path free of charge. Beach you can't charge. So therefore we have free access totally to, as the law dictates, to the beach. Ah, so what is that path? Is it a public path or is it his private path?
They're timing Midrash Rego, or they're timing it was never his to begin with?
It's his property?
It's his property. He curated the path. She puts it, he made it a nice path. So what's the shaila that is public?
They're timing Midrash Rego.
Ah, so let us see a Gemara in Bava Basra. And this is the fundamentals of this time. For the Gemara Daf Samech Amud Aleph, it says like this. It's a Mishnah. Ein motzin zizin gusturus l'rishus harabim.
So I just want to understand. Yes. A beach goer that's taking this guy to basin so he can go to the beach?
It's a group of people.
A class action.
Class action. Yep. It's a class action. Ein motzin zizin gusturus l'rishus harabim. You have a property that one of the walls and your windows face the public street. You're not allowed to stick on that wall on the outside, which is where the street is. You're not allowed to put out gusterus or zizin, not like balconies or pins, yeah, poles which stick out that interfere with the use of the roads. But the Rishos Rabbim, you're not allowed to do that. Ellen wrote to Kurnus the Toshalo Moti. If you want to have such a use, you know, hang your washing up, you need these poles, you stick them up on the wall outside. But you can't do that because by sticking on the walls outside, which are facing the street, you're then now interfering with the people who use the street. What you can do is you can bring your wall backwards into your own property so that when you stick those poles out, they'll hold up the washing or something like that. They're not going into the public domain, they're in your own private property because you brought your wall further in. That's what you can do. Okay, so you did that. And you did that for a bit of time, considering it doesn't mention how much time. And now you decided children are out of the house, don't need to do so much washing, don't need to hang up those washings anymore, don't need those poles anymore. You know what? Taking down the poles, putting back my wall to where it was. Can you put back your wall to where it was? So the machlokas in the Gemara, Eboile, Latza Kosin the Mankomo. Can you put back the walls? Can you put it back?
You mean the rabbin was using that space in the interim?
Yeah.
Then you push back your property line?
So Rabbi Yochanan says, Ein amassim. You can't put the wall back. Even though that's your property, you can't put it back.
So then how is the...
And Reish Lakish says, no, you can massim. You can put it back. Oh, well, what's the reasoning of Rabbi Yochanan you can't put it back? So Rabbi Yochanan says, Ein amassim, mishum to Rabbi Yehuda. Because it's a halacha of Rabbi Yehuda. A pathway which the Rabbim have a chazaka on, have been using, it's also to mekalkel, it's also to take away that use. So we see from this case, and this halacha which we pass tonight with Yehuda, which Rabbi Yochanan says, that even though that's your land, and it's still your land. It's still your land. You still can't now use it or put a wall up. Why? Because by putting the wall back, you're stopping the public using that area which they've been using the whole time. And once they've been using it for a time, you're not allowed to now take that use away, even though it's yours. Now we have to understand in the next few weeks, or next 2 weeks, we'll understand what this is based on, but the natural halachas of chazaka wouldn't fit in, because chazaka only works. I come into your property, be there for 3 years. Yeah, that's 3 years, chazaka. That's what, if we're going with chazaka, the halachas of chazaka, I'm there for 3 years. And you say, hey, it's mine. And I say, you didn't say anything for 3 years. I've been doing it for 3 years. The halacha doesn't mean anything. You tucker have to go out. When does chazaka work? When I answer, it was yours, but I bought it from you. And I've lost the document of proof. So you've been there for 3 years. Okay, we don't expect you to have the document of proof after 3 years, so therefore you can keep it. Then we assume it's haka. It was true, you actually bought it. But if you claim, I didn't buy it, I just was using it for 3 years. Therefore, I still want to continue. Nah, it's still mine, get out of here. So this is what really is happening over here. I took the wall back in order to be able to pull out these poles. That gave the public now use of that area. They walked along in that area, even though it's mine. And now Rabbi Yochanan, which is halacha, past night Rabbi Yehuda, you can't put back the walls because you're now taking away that use. And once they got their use, the public's got the use, you're not allowed to take it away, even although you don't have the natural halacha of chazaka, because the public are not saying we bought it. Everyone agrees it. We haven't bought it. It's still yours. But we still say, even though it still is, once they've used it, you can't take it away. So we'll go relate to our case. Ashan, the public are saying, what did you do? You had a private beach which you're charging for. How do you have access to that private beach? You built a nice path through your fields to get that public beach, which we public use in order to get there. Now you can't charge for the beach because of the law. You want to charge for the path. So the public says, You can't put a gate there and charge us for access to the path. Once we have access to the path, therefore, you can't take it away, and you can't charge. So we have free access to the path because we've used it, because of this halacha, and the beach you can't charge because of the law of the country. That's the Tainan basis. So now, it doesn't sound such a silly Tainan now. Or absurd by this. His land, yeah, it's his land. But even if it's his land, if it's the public's been using it, you can't take it away. You can't take away their use. Now, you have to tell me why it's not exactly Doma to the case on the Gemara, the Mishnah, the Rabbi Yochanan. Why it's not exactly Doma, which
can make chalukim. Whatever the reason is, it apparently only applies to a rabbi. This is not a rabbin. This is a private paying public.
Okay, we have to define rabbin. We're not going to define it this week.
Okay.
Which, that's not the issue.
Well, it wasn't for Kabaka because he still was able to put out his reason and just this
Yeah. They were using Taka. So what's the second thing? That one I'm not so happy with. Yeah.
Make it nice so that it's not like he's saying, I don't need this space anymore. It's all yours. Ah. He's actually investing money and he's saying, look at this beautiful park that goes all the way there. So he's still got a claim to it. He's maintaining the park. And now, if it turns out, he has to move those things. But there's a big nothing to move that and move your wall back so that you don't interfere with the public domain and you say, look, I'm interested in that. I'm leaving the way up. I've got no
shaitas
to that. He has a
shaitas
to that
problem. That's 2,000. Well, when did he ever say he has
no
shaitas to
that? No, he does have a shaitas. He's the one who's
maintaining
the problem.
No, in the case of
he's also using it. What's he using it for? Exactly. For his poles. What's he using it for? He's using that area to hang out his washing on the poles. It's not like he's gone back and it's nothing to do with it anymore and vavakasha. It's I'm back, I'm using it for this, and you're using it for that. So therefore also, I'm using this path, and you're using the path to get there. I'm using the path to make money, to get you to get there. Rabbi Yochanan didn't say that. Rabbi Yochanan said, what did Rabbi Yochanan say? He moved it back to put out his poles. And he still can't move it back.
Even if he did it on condition,
You're saying good, but you're saying the wrong way round. It's like a bit wrong way. What can you explain? Take a leg. Take from what you have. What's your name?
Yes.
Take from Yosef and say it the right way. No. Okay. Very honest. Can't find a much a better, more honest Kavlan over here.
Well, I had a different answer.
Okay.
Once he pulls his pole back, the Rishus's Rabbi is here. He's actually enlarged Rishus's Rabbi and is giving them more access to space and they can use it. The path, there is no use they can do except for walking. It's not a use. It's not a.
Okay, what's Rishus's Rabbi? What's it just for walking? It's the streets.
They can hang a little stand there.
You can hang a stand on Luz or in Aksiv or in Rehoboam. You can put a stand. You've got no problem. You can do that. What they designated for? What happens if you put a stand up? The area will come and give you a kanas. Those areas only for going through, walking, public transport, or look illegal, as they say. Pedestrians. That's what I want to have. What's your name? Guy. That's what I said. There's a difference. The difference is like this. The case of Rabbi Yochanan is a case he made a decision. He said, I want my washing line poles. Can't do it as the wall is in the street. I'm going to pull it back to put up my washing line poles. I know what's happening. I'm going to pull it back, watch my balls, they're going to start using the pump. I know that's my decision, calculated decision. Many years later, don't need the washing line down, now I want to put it back. Okay, it's too late. She made that decision once she gave access to the public, knowingly. And nothing's really changed. You're not regretting anything. You're just saying, I've had my use. I want it back. Oh, it's too late. You already gave it. You can't take it back. Access to the public. But our case, why did he give access to the path? Why did he build the path through his fields to get to the beach? Of, what do you want to do for that path?
Make money.
I'm building this path in order that you could have access through it, in order that at the end of the path I'll charge you to entrance to the beach. And it didn't work. I was out tonight. It was our condition, so to speak. I only gave you access in order to charge you at the end of the path. And now the government is stopping me charging you that path. So therefore, it was a mistake. The whole thing was a mistake.
Oh, he would have done it anyway. He was making money all the time.
Yeah, it was a mistake. Yeah, from the beginning. Yeah. Very good guy. Yeah, so it was a mistake. So that's not the case of Rabbi Yochanan, where there's a mistake involved. There's no mistake involved. Things change, but there's no mistake. Here, here's a mistake. Made a mistake. Ah, so that's like every, maybe we have a concept. I give you a present by mistake. I sell you by mistake something. I make it hefka by mistake, or things like that. Yeah, where we say, Mecca, that is a mistake, then you never meant it, then it's not valid in the first place. So therefore, even though the public has access, but I gave them access by mistake, so therefore they have to return it. Maybe it's not comparable. So therefore, we have to move to another Gemara. A Gemara later on in Baba Basra as well. Sadi Tess on the base. That says in the Mishnah. Somebody who has a path for the public, going through his property. What did he do? He had a path already going through. What did he do? Not la, v'nos lehem min hasat. He said, the path where they're using in my property is not convenient for me. I know I can't take it away from them, but you know what? I'm going to do a deal. I'm going to take it away from them, and in exchange for them taking it away from them, I'm going to give them another one on the side, which is not inconvenient for me. It's more convenient that they have their access on the side, not in the middle of my field. So I'm not taking away from them. I'm replacing it. They're taking away the one they have and replacing it with a new one. So what does the halacha say in such a case? Masha nosen nosen v'shelo lo hagia. Bad mistake. What you gave on the side, you've given. And you don't get it back. And even though you don't get it back, you can't now use the one which you took away. You can't take away a public path in the middle. So at the end of the day, now the public have two rights away through your property. You have the original one, which you tried to take away, which you can't. And you can't even do it to exchange it for another place. And the one you gave, thinking you're giving them instead, that is also given to them, and they also can have it. And now you can't take this. Yes. Ah. So the Gemara asks, "Lema lehu shok lidiku b'habi liditi?" He should say, "Well, take back the old one." Yeah. And I'll take back the one I gave you by mistake. I tried to do the deal, and you're telling me the deal doesn't work. Okay, so take back the old one through the middle, and I'll get back the one I gave you by mistake. Nope. Tama, why doesn't it work? Mishunda Rabbi Yehuda. Because it doesn't work because the same Rabbi Yehuda. The Omer Rabbi Yehuda made the Shechizko Barabim also the calculum. Once the public have access and rights away, you can't now destroy their rights away. So here, this is an extra chiddush in this Mishnah and Gemara, rather more than the previous. Here we see that even when you give rights away to the public based on a certain concept in your head of a deal that you're making, and the whole thing was a mistake, and you were never given it, obviously, you still lost the rights away. You still can't now get it back, even if it was a mistake you gave it in the first place, you still can't get it back. So if so, then the owner of this beach can't say, well, I only gave them access through my fields to get to the beach because I wanted to charge them for the beach, and now I can't charge them. It's a mistake. Doesn't help to say I gave it to the mistake. If the mitzvah is the public are using this path, whether you gave it to them a mistake or not gave it to the mistake, they still have right away, and you can't take that right away. So now you can't charge for the path now. You can't charge for the beach because the law, you can't charge for the path. Yeah, he was. He will argue like he argued in the first one, though. Yeah, but we don't pass it like. We pass it like Rabbi Yochanan. Oh, he's Rabbi Yochanan, which dog is pass it Rabbi Yochanan.
Why can't he put a gate in front of the
car?
He's charging access through his.
That's stopping access. Once the public has access, it's our access. It's not for you to make walls or fences or. Yeah, that's what he's saying. Masha Nosen, Nosen. Yes. Correct. We'll get to those times of silence. There's a famous case in Eretz Yisrael about such a thing. Okay. We'll get to some. Okay. So the Torah, after reading these two Gemaras, the Din Torah of Paskim, and that's where we're going to leave it this week. We'll get back to it on this Din Torah. But the facts where we're holding in this halacha, yeah, the guy's lost his ownership of preventing people going through his fields because he gave it, even if he gave it by mistake, and therefore he can't charge for the beach because the government won't let him, and he can't charge for the bath because it's a public bath, even though it's his property. Okay. No. Okay. Then you have to have a good swimmer if you do that. So let's move on to the next inter. Related to this access right away. Now, a much more common shaila. The area, the local authorities, they have lots of lands. And often after communities build up, there's certain areas which are less left vacant. Because the area hasn't really designated who they are going to be given to or what they're going to be given to. So we have this plot of land, and over the years, 8, 9, 10 years, where the community's built up, the community has been using that plot of land as a shortcut to their shops, shortcuts to their shuls from certain streets. They've been using that land as a shortcut. Finally, the area designates that area to a Beis HaKnesset. And the Beis HaKnesset now have an area to build their shul. So what do? They start building. And already they have a hasmona to Beis Din. What's this? In Beis Din, the claim we're discussing all up to now. You're not allowed to build your Beis HaKnesset in a fashion which stops the right of the way. The public's been using this area as a pathway, for a right of way, for many years. Okay, it's your land and the area I gave it to you, but the public's have been using it. You can't take away the access. So you can't build your shul in a fashion that takes away the access. Now, if they build the shul in a fashion which doesn't take away the access, then they won't have much of a shul. So therefore, does that mean now, even though they've got over all the hurdles going through, using Dan Shever's services, finally get the land, Shinadava, and getting all the meterage and the sand through the thing, and now they're ready to build. But now they've got this Vintura in front of them. And this will kill the whole project, and wasted all the years and money and expenses. Irrelevant. The shaila comes up in many facets, shuls, schools, all that type of public properties which lay vacant for many years and suddenly they get built.
There must be some sort of an implied condition that you can use this vacant plot of land as long as there's no building there.
Now, what's this case? Yeah? Condition. Now, let's, before we get on to the condition of that, so what's this case different from the other cases? No, no, not that sort of innocence.
No one did anything.
Uh-huh.
There is a private which is concerned with the public. So you would think that the rights of the public overweigh the rights of the individual trespasser. When it comes to the private, which is concerned to the public, he becomes a buffer to the public. But here you have a public area that's not given over.
To a specific community, which are not called public, not called
semi-public,
but who's been using it? The whole public, the whole of Roma Bet Shemesh has been using it. So therefore, why don't they have this halacha that we've been discussing up to now?
Because they never did anything.
Who
owns the land?
Here we are.
Who owns the land? That's the hills over there. That's the hill.
Here we are.
JNF. Here we are, own the land. Who owns the land?
JNF.
Who? The public. The public own the land. Yeah. Okay. So the public own the land. And what do we need to activate this halacha of, oh, so right away now you can't interfere. What do we need, is, as we've seen throughout the cases that we discussed up to now tonight?
The Hizdika Barabim, here they already own it.
More, before the Hizdika Barabim. Before taking the land. Before you do something. Ah! That you have to have the owner actually hand it over to the public, whether it's mistake or not mistake, whether it's a calculation or a mistake, once he's done that, then it activates, that's what we've seen up to now, oh, they have the right way, well, then you don't cut it back. Do we have over here where the owner handed it over? So what do we have? A case of public using a property without permission from the beginning. Do we still have the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda when there's a public way created in the area without permission of the owner? That's the shaila.
Well, what's the difference between without permission or permission by mistake?
Well, you're saying there's no difference. Let's analyze. Is there a difference or not? But we said it, we're not going with the normal rules of Hazoka. Hazoka, if you go with the rules of Hazoka, then you need to say, I bought it, and we don't need that.
No, that's what he thinks.
Okay. So that's what we have to analyze now. So we have also this halacha when the public take over, even out from the beginning without permission. All the cases where the owner made the mistake, or he did it with a calculation, and he actually gave it. Here, they take it without permission. So the same Gemara over there, it says a piece of Gemara over there, and the Rishonim have two ways to learn this piece of Gemara. Number three. Amai shalo lo hakia. The Gemara asks a question. Why can't he get back his path? Link it, pizza. Listen, all you have to do is take a stick, stand at the entrance, and hit people who come in. Who wants a trespass? That's all he has to do. Why can't he reclaim his property? Yeah, he put it in the talking case of the Gemara, the case of Mishnah. He had access right away in the middle, and he gave them on the side, and we say, oh, you've lost both of them. So Gemara say, oh, well, why can't you reclaim it? Just sit at the front, the one he gave by mistake, and stop any trespasses. Yes. The Gemara say, well, why can't you do it? Yeah, before. Omer Rav Sid Meshrei to Rava. Gezeira Hashem Yitzen Lehem Derech Alkasum. Oh, it's a gezeira. You know the reason why you can't reclaim? I mean, really, you think about it. The public only had one path, and now they got two. Why? It's not fair. They should have two. So why can't you reclaim one? Oh. Why can't you do the deal? Why tuck in a deal not good? Take the middle one for yourself and give them the one on the side. So says Rava, you know the deal's no good because if you give them a replacement path, you may give a path which is not as convenient to the public as it was before. Maybe on an angle, a direction, more of a roundabout way for the public to go. and you can't affect their access. If they had a good path before, you have to give them a real good path, the same level of path in exchange. And we don't let the deal go through because you may give them a poor quality path. And that's why the deal never worked in the first place. So that's why the deal didn't work. That's why you can't take the middle one, giving something else, because by giving them something else, maybe not a real compensation, a replication of the original one. But then the shock to do of a hability. Oh, so why can't you take yours? That's the Chorah, what's it say? On that we have the answer, Meitzah Shehizkeh Barabim, once you give it over to them, even by mistake, you can't become. So we've got the two paths. The Gemara is discussing two paths. One, he says, doesn't work because we don't think the deal, if we allow it to work, will be good. And therefore you may give them a bad deal, so we don't allow the deal in the first place. And the other one, you can't reclaim the property because once you've given it over, then make sure she of a rabbit. Well, the public are already using it too. Now, Joseph asks a very good and obvious question.
Did you make a difference if no one has used that?
Everyone, they have used the past. Yes. Yeah, they've used it. That's this. Then it's not his kibbe rabbim. They haven't used it. Yeah. So now Tosha asks a very good question. A pshat question. The Gemara says, what path you can't take? Because it may be a bad deal. And the other one, you can't affect, you can't get it because what they're using it. What's it using you can't affect? What's the question Tosha asks? Very good, Eric. Tosha asks your question. Once you tell me there's a concept, path for using it, mistake, doesn't matter, what path using can't affect, why is that not a good reason for both paths? Both paths are being used by the public. Once they're using mistake or not, you can't affect. Why does one of the paths you're giving a reason is because maybe a bad deal, and the other one is because they're using it? What's using
it? If they don't use the bad path.
So, we're talking about cases where they did use it. You use both ink baths. You use both baths. So that's, So that's what I said. In Toma, Le'el Nami, Kiporach HaShaloh Hogia, Link at Buzzalism. When the Gemara asked originally, why he should stand there and stop people entering, my Yisuk Lahanimu Adamatatse, why did I have to give an answer? Kanot them Derech Alkasam, you may give them a bad deal. Lishnan Le'e Mishum Meitzu Hishabu Rabim. Just answered simply because they're using it. So Tosa answers, Yeshoma Demar Shalokhu Haderech Shaloma Data. The original path in the middle, which the public were using, was a path which they took without permission. And since they took a path without permission, no one ever gave it to them originally. Therefore, Tosis is saying they cannot give an answer. Well, if they've been using it.
So wait, what's the gzera then?
You can't give an answer. They've been using it. They don't have the halacha of Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda is only applicable if I gave it to you. Whether it's a mistake or not, if I gave it to you, then you have the halacha of Yehuda. You've been using it, and I can't take it. But if you took it without my permission in the first place, you don't have that halacha of Rabbi Yehuda.
So what's the gzera?
So then the Gemara says, okay, so if it's not, you don't have Rabbi Yehuda's halacha. That means you can kick them out because you don't have this. Rabbi Yehuda saying, "Well, it's a public path; you can't affect." So you don't because you never gave it to them in the first place. So why can't you just sit there and hit them and stop them coming in? On that, the Gemara says, "Well, we don't want you to swap paths around.
I don't have to give them anything. What are you swapping? I can close up the whole thing.
They stole it. So why can they?
But Akhalasam is better than nothing, which is what their recital is."
So everyone's asking, well, if you're telling me Rabbi Yehuda doesn't apply in the first place, they're trespassing. So why can't he stand over there and stop them? Yeah? Yes.
However, that being the case, the first reason won't work. I mean, the reason that he can give them permission doesn't fit with the...
So you know what he's saying? He's saying, if we allow deals to go through, even when it should go through, because he doesn't have rights in the first place, he can really chuck them out in any case. You may come to do deals where you have no rights to do deals, and then give them a bad deal. So in this case, really, Me'ikah Din, that's why it's a gezeira. Me'ikah Din, the deal should work. Because Me'ikah Din, they don't have rights in the first place. And therefore, you could take this path even without giving them a replacement. But if we allow such a concept to exist, that you can replace paths from one path to another, you may do it in a case where they have a valid right, and then you may give them a bad deal.
Wait a minute. I'm allowed to...
That's wow, right.
I could... that's what it boils down to.
Yeah,
yeah. But that's absurd.
Yeah.
I can close up the whole thing, but I can't give you one instead.
Yeah, you made the bad... That you made the bad... bad decision. The bad halakhic decision.
There's got to be something more than that.
Maybe I was in Timbuktu. I came with us.
Yeah,
I came for the first time and said, this is a bubble. I didn't think inconvenience. I want to plow it and use it now. I want to build my shul. Yeah, it should be on the side. Okay. Unless I don't. That should the pastures. Unless you say there's also a gazera. Unless you say that's also Zen, don't, even when the Ikka is in, you can close it. You can't close it because you may come to close when it's not allowed to. Okay, so we'll discuss that. Yes. We'll analyze that aspect of Tosis in the coming weeks. But what we want to get out of Tosis over here. You see over here, that Tosa Hells Rabbi Yehuda's halacha does not apply if you take it by yourself. You didn't have rishus. You only activate Rabbi Yehuda's halacha if I gave it to the public, even by mistake. Then there's activation, then you can't take away. But if you just come and take it without the information, it doesn't apply. I can use the Tosa, but we'll see something in a second. Yes.
If he doesn't give it to them, I give you the farm,
or
I don't give you the farm. But if he knows
they've
taken the farm, and he allows
to continue,
is that not the same as giving?
The horror, that's called giving. Yeah, and we're talking about a case where he didn't
actively
know it.
Yeah.
He's been living in America, he comes down to his property which he's bought, and he sees, oh, what are you saying? Inconvenient, let's put them on the sides, and I'll build my thing over here. Yeah, that's a pure scenario. We'll get to the definition, what's called rishus and not rishus, as we go along. Rashi, however, learns differently. Rashi, and this is the Vilna Gaon learned to the Rashi like this, says, one line of Rashi, the lab chilifu, that he learned the Gemara when it says, you gave them a on the site, it's not a proper exchange. So, amai shalom lo hegia. So, if it wasn't a proper exchange, why can't he keep his? My shalolo higia. Me no. The original way he says that. This is how the Gaon says. Why can't if it wasn't a prophet? If it wasn't the love chilufu and my shalolo higia. Why can't he keep that path? The first path. That's how the Gaon learned the Rashi. It's not necessarily the you can learn differently. He learned the Rashi is saying is going on that both questions of the Gemara was on the same path.
Oh, both were on the same
path? Well, on the same path. The exchange wasn't good. Okay, it wasn't good. Fine, but the mice they got, so why can't I just sit there and make sure it's good? Why can't I tuck and stop the rubbing? On that saying, well, you know why? Because they got mates as a rubbing, because they got Rabbi Yehuda's bin. So the Gaon learns from this Rashi that Rashi argued on Tosis and held that even when the public take the path, even without permission, you still have Rabbi Yehuda's halacha of Meitzes in a Rabbim that you can't now take away. Even if you never gave it to them in the first place, they took it without permission, you still can't take it away. So if you go to that extreme, we've now built up this Rabbi Yehuda's halacha, we said, when you give it the calculated reasoning, you've lost it. Even if you give it by mistake you've lost it. But now he's saying, even if you don't give it at all in the eyes of Rashi, you've also lost it, and you can't now reclaim it. Therefore, in our case, if you're holding like Rashi, then when you get this land designated by the area, and they said, hey, you can build your shul over here, the Pali comes and say, hey, we've been using it for many years. No one gave you access to it, you've just been using it. Well, there's a Rashi out there that says the halacha of Yehuda applies even though they never gave it in the first place, it still applies. Now, therefore, you can't build your shul, right? If you take that Rashi.
And the reason, what is the gezeira there, according to Rashi?
Actually, the first one was maybe the deal was not a good deal. Because maybe you give them on a bad angle.
Why does the Rabbin get it even though they were not given permission? Is that part of the Gevera too?
No. That's because of Meshach Shehizik Bei Rabbin. That's what the Gemara concludes. That's what we say. Why can't he stand there if it wasn't? Just stand there and stop it. Yeah? So,
is this an offshoot of the Melech having a right to take a derech through your property?
We'll discuss the reasons next week, obviously. That's the next week, whole week, next week. What's the basis of this concept? So what's the halacha? Because it's very important for us to know. Do we pass like Tosis or Rashi? Does this halacha, like Stan says, have gerus, anyone can walk, and then that's the end of your property? So the Shulchan Aruch says like this. Mi shahoisa derech harabim overes betok sodem. Somebody has a path going through his fields, not of nosen him in the sad, and he takes it away, that path, and he gives them on the side. Masha nosen v'zochiva. What he's given, v'zesh notu lozochiva, and the one he's tried to reclaim, he can't reclaim. Then there's a Ramah. Make such is, v'rabim b'rishus, osu l'kalkalon. And make such is, v'rabim, which is the reason for this halacha. Once they got public, you can't ruin. He adds one word, which don't add in any kabbara. He adds the word berishus, and Mate said that was given with permission. So the Vilna Gaon points out that the Ramah is clearly saying the halacha is not as far as Rashi. It's only like Tosfos that the halacha of having rights away only applies in the case where the original designation of that path was with the permission of the owner. But not without permission. So therefore, what should be the halach in our case with the space of Knesset? What should we come out? No, Svara, and the Ramah is not coming to say, I argue on the Makaba. The Gaon points out that the Ramah is explaining the Makaba. So therefore comes out halachui passing like Knesset, that the only applies to Yehuda if the owner originally said, go ahead and take it. So you can build the shul. So I'll leave you with this shaila, which we'll finish off next week. There's a question for you to think about. Was there, in our case, rishus or not rishus?
Which case?
The case of the shul. Was there rishus or not rishus?
They didn't stop you and give you tickets for walking there, then that was a shul. Because if they had any way to make money out of
who
it...
Who owns the property?
The rabbi.
Did the rabbin give you rishus?
So the rabbin delegates the area to the
The area are what? What are the area? They are. What are they?
Shaliach.
They're representative shaliach. They're representatives of the public. The representatives of the public. They did give them rishus. The rabbin says they did give them rishus. You could see. Well, I have to analyze this. This is called rishus. The owner's there. He sees it and he lets it. In this case, the representative of the owner is there. That's what we say, defining the case. There we are. The representative of the owner is there. He sees them using the property and he keeps quiet. Is that called rishus or not rishus? If it's not rishus, then very good. Then they can build the shul. But if it's called rishus, then we've got back into the public. We've got back into a problem that even according to that's it. So that's where we'll analyze next week. Is that called rishus or not rishus? Have a good Shabbos.